don't like the look of the mist, Mr. Redman.
No more do I, sir. It may lift, but not for long.
Time we came to action. Time indeed.
The men are getting impatient with this long waiting.
That I well understand. The look of the mist. Send Mr. Claggett up.
The captain will see you.
Master at arms.
Falcon can be set, Mentor!
Aye, 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 all sail, sail!
All can be set, sir!
Mr. Edward?
Mary, sir.
We are saved.
Mary.
Follow us fast.
Mentor, do you reckon we're making?
Give us victory. Victory. Follow our victory.
We must be patient.
We're making, sir. Making, making.
We must be patient. Oh, now our victory.
Mr. Edmund, sight along 18s. We'll try a shot.
Stand by, 4 feet. Bench is ready.
Thank you.
master at arms. Speak up if the matter's urgent. For God's sake!
As brief, Your Honor, as my fever was, I dare not cut it short, but I must ask your patience. There's a man on board who's dangerous. I say again, who's dangerous?
Dangerous? What mean you?
Disaffected, sir. Frightened for the crimes of Spithead and Arnaud. A common seaman, but a subtle schemer, plotting between decks, sapping loyalties, corrupting messmates. Yes, even in this fight, when all are sure, the boat has got a purpose, tormenting for the middle power.
Mutiny?
Mutiny! Mutiny! We're not to be scared by words! Your evidence for this!
Perhaps Your Honor would inspect these guineas.
He crept!
And up at them, at dead of night, to a young novice. You'll understand how their bright wonder and pretty twinkling would tend to simple joy. But he held firm and came at once and handed them to me.
I'll keep the boy by gold, a common seaman. Strange story. What's his name?
His name is William Budd.
Budd. William Budd, for topman.
The same.
Nay, you're mistaken. Your police have deceived you. Don't come to me with so foggy a tale. There's a young fellow I get good reports of. Nay, you're mistaken. Don't come to me with so foggy a tale.
Don't come ask his deed.
Ask for what I had a deed.
Do but notice how close the bar, the bar's bleak.
I have seen many men of my time, and I trust him.
A man trapped, there's another's ready to die.
There's a yardarm for a false witness.
Sir, Your Honor.
The war, I'll see the fellow at once. Boy!
Yes, sir.
You know William Budd for topman?
Oh, yes. Billy Budd, sir.
Find him. Bring him aft. Bring him aft to my cabin. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
You, master at arms, when you see Budd enter, follow him quietly. I have heard you speak. I wish to speak with him. In a few minutes, you'll be admitted and confront him.
Thank you, Your Honor. I trust that nothing I have done.
wicked men and their ways. The mists are vanishing. Claggart, beware, beware, I'm not so easily deceived.
You wanted to see me? I knew it, I knew it, I knew I'd be called the captain of the mizzen. Oh, the honor, and you telling me I shouldn't speak so quick, but the top's got a...
Would you like to be captain of the mizzen, Billy Budd?
Yes, or to be a coxswain. I'd like that too.
Why?
To be near you, I'd serve you well. Indeed, I would. You'd be safe with me. You could trust your boat to me. Couldn't find a better coxswain. That's to say, I look after you my best.
And this
I'd die for you.
Is the bond I'm told.
And I'm glad to be here. Didn't know what life was before now. And so for a fight, oh, for a fight. Wish we got that plenty. Wish we got that plenty.
Forget all that for the present. I do not want to see you about promotion.
Yes, that's all right, sir. I'm content.
Very well. But now listen to me, Bud. We want to question you, I and the master at arms.
Yes, sir.
Answer us frankly and show all proper respect. Now stand to attention. Boy, admit Mr. Claggart. I speak to you both. You stand before your commander as accuser and accused under the articles of war. Remember, both of you, the penalties of falsehood. Master at arms, stand there. Tell this man to his face what you have already told me.
William Gord, I accuse you of insubordination and disaffection. William Gord, I accuse you of aiding your enemies and spreading their infamous creed of the rights of man. William Bird, I accuse you of bringing French gold abroad to bribe your comrades and lure them from their duty. William Bird, you are a traitor to your country and to your king.
Speaker,
mercy. Here, help me. Help me. He's dead. Hated boy, what have you done? Go in there. Go. God help us, help us all. Boy, fetch my officers at once. The miss have a creed.
Captain Vere of striking your superior officer, John Claggart, master at arms, and thus causing his death. Captain Vere.
The master at arms, denounce the prisoner to me for striking.
spreading disaffection, sympathy with our enemies, and trying to start a mutiny.
No, no!
Having principle for bribes. I asked the prisoner to reply. He stammered, then struck John Claggett on the forehead. And the rest you know.
Captain Lear has spoken. Is it as he has said?
Yes.
You know the articles of war.
Yes.
And the penalty.
Yes.
Why did you do it?
Sir, I am loyal to my country and my king. Loyal to my country and my king. It is true, I'm a nobody who don't know where he was born. And I've had to live rough, but never, never could I do those foul things, those foul things. It's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie.
Did you bear any malice against the master at arms?
I tried to answer him back. My tongue wouldn't work. So I had to say it with a blow, and it killed him.
You stammered then.
Aye, it comes and it goes.
Why should the master at arms accuse you wrongfully? Why?
Don't know such things. Ask Captain Beer. Ask him.
Do you, sir, know any reason?
I have told you all I have seen. I have no more to say.
Have you any more to say?
Captain Vere, save me.
Go in and wait.
Captain, save me.
Go in.
I'd have died for you. Save me.
Go in.
Save me.
Before we decide, join us.
I cannot.
Such we need you as always.
No. Pronounce your verdict.
Guilty.
And the penalty?
Death. Hanging from the yardarm.
I accept your verdict. Let the master at arms be buried with full naval honors. All hands to witness punishment at one bell in the morning watch. I will myself tell the prisoner.
Gentlemen, the court rises.
Thank you. shine astray. It tips the gods' colors and silvers this
I feel better. Better. But you shouldn't have risked coming to see me. You'd get into trouble.
All's trouble. The whole ship's trouble. And upside down.
What for?
Some reckon to rescue you. Billy boy, a big patron of gentle legs. They swear you shan't swim.
I swim and they swim.
I swim and they swim.
Tell them that and stop them. Tell them that and stop them.
A drink and seeing a friend stopped me from thinking on what's no use and dreaming what needn't be dreamt and woken me up to face what must be. The day to be a fair day. We'd have got that frenzy on a fair day. Oh, that cursed mist, that cursed mist. Maybe you'll still catch her. You better be going now. Goodbye, baby. Can't shake hands. Chaplain's been here before you. Kind. And good his story of the good boy heart. And gone to glory. For the likes of me, the likes of me. But I had to spend.
You have been found by the court-martial guilty of striking your superior officer. You have further been found guilty of murder in accordance with the aforesaid articles of war. You are condemned to death by hanging from the yardarm.
Starimir, God bless you.
I could have saved him. He knew it. Even even his shipmates knew it, for Ursley lost sight of them.
Curtain descends on the lonely figure of Starry Veer, commander of the HMS Indomitable, who has found his measure of peace at last. The gold curtain is rising, and we see the tableau of the 74 HMS Indomitable in all its splendor. The entire complement of crew, officers, seamen, apprentices, gunners, midshipmen. David Eisler, Squeak, James Hoback, Novice, Francis Edgerton, Red Whiskers, Alan Monk, Donald, Paul Hudson, Danska, John Miller, Mr. Ratcliffe, Frederick Bershonall, Mr. Flint, Raymond Herrings, Mr. Redburn. And now Forbes Robinson, John Claggett. Saluting smartly to the audience, click of the heels and steps back. And now Richard Lewis Edward Fairfax Veer, commander of the Indomitable, returning after a 10 years' absence. I sung 15 tenor roles with San Francisco Opera, and now Dale Doozing Billy Budd in his third season with the company. Joining hands, all the principals stepping forward. Splendid sight of the red and white coats and blue coats, all the colors of the ship's navy. And now our conductor, David Atherton, being roundly applauded, applauding the orchestra and the audience.